6. 내용 일치, 불일치. 전략 적용 기출 1.
Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, an American author born in Washington, D.C. in 1896, wrote novels with rural themes and settings. While she was young, one of her stories appeared in the Washington Post. After graduating from university, Rawlings worked as a journalist while simultaneously trying to establish herself as a fiction writer. In 1928, she purchased an orange grove in Cross Creek, Florida. This became the source of inspiration for some of her writings, which included The Yearling and her autobiographical book, Cross Creek. In 1939, The Yearling, which was about a boy and an orphaned baby deer, won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. Later, in 1946, The Yearling was made into a film of the same name. Rawlings passed away in 1953, and the land she owned at Cross Creek has become a Florida state park honoring her achievements.
전략 적용 기출 2.
Award-winning author A. Manette Ansay was born in Michigan in 1964 and grew up in Wisconsin. She was talented at playing the piano when young and subsequently trained as a concert pianist, attending the Peabody Conservatory of Music. However, by the age of 21, she had to give up the pursuit because of ill health, and by 23, she began writing in need of another outlet for her creative energies. Since then, she has become a best-selling novelist. After her time at Peabody, she worked for a while at the American Museum of Natural History, before returning to school at the University of Maine to study anthropology. Since the 1990s, her health has gradually stabilized, though there are still times when even writing is challenging. Ansay went on to study and work at Cornell University, and then became an assistant professor at Vanderbilt University.
전략 적용 독해
1. Viktor Frankl was born in Vienna into a Jewish family of civil servants. He was an Austrian neurologist and psychiatrist, as well as a Holocaust survivor. His interest in psychology surfaced early. He wrote more than 30 books for both professionals and general readers. He met with world leaders such as Pope Paul VI, politicians, philosophers, students, teachers, and numerous individuals who had read and been inspired by his books. He lectured in Europe, the Americas, Australia, Asia, and Africa, and held professorships at Harvard, Stanford, and the University of Pittsburgh. Even in his 90s, Frankl continued to engage in dialogue with visitors from all over the world and to respond personally to some of the hundreds of letters he received every week. 29 universities awarded him honorary degrees, and the American Psychiatric Association honored him with the Oscar Pfister Award.
2. Xia Gui is known today as one of China's greatest masters of landscape painting. He painted rapidly, using short and sharp strokes of the brush. Most of his landscapes were done in shades of black, but a few had light washes of color added to them. Very little is known about his life, and only a few of his works survive. Together with his friend and fellow artist Ma Yuan, Xia founded the Ma Xia School of Painting. This group followed a tradition of very simple landscape painting, with little happening in the landscape and few details. By showing only selected features, such as mountain peaks and twisted trees, they aimed to create a feeling of unlimited space and quiet drama. The Ma Xia school had a great influence on later artists.
3. Milos Forman was a Czech-American film director, screenwriter, actor, and professor, who until 1968 lived and worked primarily in the former Czechoslovakia. Forman grew up in a small town near Prague. Orphaned when his parents died during World War II, he was raised by his relatives. In the 1950s, Forman studied film at the Film School of the University of Prague. He was an important component of the Czechoslovak New Wave in the 1960s. Later, he emigrated to the U.S. and continued to make films. In 1975, he directed One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which became only the second film in history to win Oscars in all the five major categories. Afterward, the movie Amadeus, a celebration of the genius of Mozart, which he also directed, swept 8 Oscars, including one for Best Director. With Jan Novak, Forman wrote his autobiography, Turn Around, a memoir which was published in 1994.
Four. Claude Debussy was a French composer. He was seen, during his lifetime and afterwards, as the first Impressionist composer, although he vigorously rejected the term. He was among the most influential composers of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Born to a family of modest means and little cultural interest, Debussy showed enough musical talent to be admitted at the age of 10 to France's leading music college, the Conservatoire de Paris. He originally studied the piano, but found his vocation in innovative composition despite the disapproval of the Conservatoire's conservative professors. He took many years to develop his mature style and was nearly 40 before achieving international fame in 1902, with the only opera he completed, Pélias et Mélisande.
5. Joseph Conrad was a Polish-British writer. Though he did not speak English fluently until his 20s, he was a master prose stylist who brought a non-English sensibility into English literature. Conrad is considered an early modernist, though his works contain elements of 19th-century realism. His narrative style and anti-heroic characters have influenced numerous authors. Many films have been adapted from or inspired by his works. Numerous writers and critics have commented that Conrad's fictional works seem to have anticipated later world events. Conrad drew on his native Poland's national experiences and on his own experiences in the French and British merchant navies to create short stories and novels that reflect aspects of a European-dominated world and that profoundly explore the human psyche.
6. The Seven Sisters consists of 7 chalk cliffs by the English Channel. They are within the South Downs National Park, which is bounded by the coast. They are the remnants of dry valleys in the chalk South Downs, which are gradually being eroded by the sea. The cliff peaks and the dips between them are individually named. There are 7 hills in it, with an 8th one being created by the erosion of the sea. The Seven Sisters cliffs are occasionally used in filmmaking and television production as a stand-in for the more famous White Cliffs of Dover. They are allowed to erode naturally and, as a result, remain a bright white color, whereas the White Cliffs of Dover are protected due to the important port and are therefore increasingly covered in vegetation and are greening as a result. The Seven Sisters is also featured at the beginning of the film Robin Hood and at the end of the film Atonement, where main characters Robbie and Cecilia always wanted to live.